It's an absolutely exciting document which has been penned and written by individuals with a lot of depth and a lot of passion, really. They do understand the nature of the things, the nature of the challenges that we are facing. But unfortunately, without a very clear implementation mechanism, both institutional, the human capital, the budgeting, the resourcing, time-bound, it becomes very difficult to see how it can be pushed forward.
But what can you say about the fact that it's written by Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, an organization that is at loggerheads with the government? So what's the point?
Well, it basically remains in the realm of intellectual debate and dialogue, because a policy document by nature is a document that should be, you know, consumed by a government. So if the government views, for instance, I know that the government views the Crisis Coalition as an enemy, they will probably dismiss it as one of those, Western indicated documents, because a think tank basically works hand in hand with public institutions in terms of implementation. But it is very unfortunate that the government is going to be dismissive about this document, because it's a brilliant way of getting citizens to participate and institutions to input into the way that the country will be run.
The document touts itself as a pro-poor economic blueprint. Do you think it does sufficiently address the needs of the poor?
Well, I would not certainly not look at as a pro-poor document, because really I'm looking at it from a wealth creation viewpoint. If you create that much wealth using their blueprint, the poor will always benefit from the wealth that is created, a state that is able to accumulate resources using a private resource. So they call it pro-poor. I look at it just as another free market. I would say that's neoliberal, but to say pro-poor will be pandering to the whims of left of left, ideology.
The document tries to address the issue of small to medium enterprises as being the backbone of the economy. And looking at the current situation where we have vendors being chased from the streets and things like that, do you think it will work?
The fallacy that SMEs in Zimbabwe can drive the economy, it now depends on how you describe an SME, because blue chip corporate companies that we know that create institutions that submit huge invoices to the national fiscus, that is huge human capital elements, with pension funds, with also medical benefits. Those are the institutions that create a huge middle income. I do agree that SMEs are very important, but really we are in a Marshall Plan scenario, and I believe that we should be arguing for a huge FDI rather than talking about vendors and workers who really eventually benefit downstream.